your other glory. Welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace in Christ Church, Family Division of the KPF Family. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes. God be all the glory. So let's get this party started. Let's get it going. Here we go.
Understand the significance of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. It gives us access. Listen to the words.
Who am I, Lord, that you call me friend?
Call me friend.
And over time you prove on you I can be man.
I can be man.
I'm overwhelmed every day by your loving grace.
Come on.
And I'm grateful for your loving kindness. You told me to be in me with you face to face. Now we can worship you with no limits and no boundaries. Face to face, because of the blood, what is beauty here and ours, not in shame.
Who am I?
Oh,
Thanks for the blood that covered. I gotta say thank you, Lord.
Survive.
You pray for me, Christ. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. I pray for you. You pray for me.
And you never
had been broken. Yes, I had into peace. She lied in flesh. From the bottom. There's a woman that he loves, and he told me that he cares. Put him on the ground.
Just to feel
to be for love to hurt not you. Lord, if I know
in this house tonight, we're on the Father's will right now.
Yeah.
And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good.
Come on now.
But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands,
yeah,
I know that everything is going to be all right.
Come on.
Just tell somebody, look him in the face, and tell him, I'm in his hands.
I'm in his hands. Amen. Amen.
Listen.
He sees the tears you cry,
and he
shares your pain inside,
and sometimes
you wonder.
That's a good place to get no help. Listen to the words.
See your days.
Even when the sun is up, it's me. And from the top of your heart,
you shall.
Oh, will never be a change. But share I do. Can I tell you one thing? Remember, share.
hands. He is the Lord. He said, "Seek Him." And when you cry, He's holding you from me. So just lift your hands to God, for He will provide. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. Just come to me as He says. Oh, sometimes you feel so alone, like a child lost and alone. Thanks eternally to you to be strong, but you stay.
Once again, welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace in Christ Church, parent division of the KPF family. Let's give God some glory. One more time. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So give us a minute as we transition now from this feed. We go to our live feed here on Facebook. So if you'd like to join us on Facebook, please do. But in the meantime, get your Bibles ready and turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. Put the wrong verses on the podcast, but it's verse 12 to verse 17. Amen? So as we get on Facebook, please turn your Bibles to Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. Amen? It's got to be the word. I don't know if the woman of God is calling the prayer. If not, then I will have to pray us in. Amen. My son was supposed to come in and pray in this morning. But that's another here nor there. Let's see. This time I'm going to hit the button and go live. The last week, I didn't hit the button. I was about to preach and everything. The woman of God and prayed in. I didn't even hit the button to go live. That's funny. Okay. Are we all live now? God be the glory. Let's turn this over that way. Yeah. Woo! Won't he do it? God be all the glory. Amen, amen, amen. So I guess the woman got me calling. Okay. Father God, we say first and foremost, thank you, Lord, for giving us early morning rise this morning. We say thank you, Lord, for blessing us last night. You kept us throughout the night and you're waking us this morning. Father God, we ask you to give safe traveling mercies to the woman of God, how she's out and about. And we ask you to bind up the hand of the enemy. Now, Lord, to all my kids and my grandchildren that's out and about also, we ask you to keep the hedge of protection around them, Father God. Give them the sense of awareness of what things going on in the world and increase their spirituality. And I pray, Father God, that they be more one with you than be more one with themselves. Now, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to bless each and every person that's on the victory prayer list. We have over 176 people on the prayer list. And more than 50% then got their wish, their prayers have been answered. Some cure for cancer, some got a heart transplant, things like that nature. People coming out the hospital, doctors don't know what's going on and how they were healed. But I know how they're healed. They're healed by you, Father God. And we say thank you. Not only I ask you, Father God, to bless me even more so on the sermon to them today, because it's a struggle for me. But as I stand out the way, Father God, I ask you to increase as I decrease. And I ask all these, Father God, in the blood of Jesus. And we ask all these things, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Woo! Now, this morning, this morning, we lie. This morning, we come to hear one of my crazy sermons. Yeah, it's going crazy. Because the title itself, I had people call me up. Yo, Doc, how you going to preach that? Who gave you that title? Who else gave you that title? I didn't give it myself. But this morning's title is coming. It's Sweet and Sour. Along with Tangy and Juicy. Now, some of us don't know, because, kids, and especially with COVID, you lose your sense of taste. And the Lord equipped us with a certain amount of senses. Now, man says that we have a total of five senses, right? What they say is touch, sight, hearing, smell, and taste. And then God also created other living things that breathe the same air that we breathe. And then got animals also in the ocean. Now, animals got more senses than the human being, right? They have a total of, 30 senses or so. and man only has five. But we share the same five senses. I give you an example. Their vision we share, right? They got vision, but they also have sight. Sight is what we see with our eyes. But the animals, they got vision that is better, their vision is better than a human being. Have you ever seen an animal with a pair of glasses? Have you ever seen an animal with a pair of glasses? Have you ever seen an animal walk with a cane, maybe with a cast from the veterinarian? But they have other senses too, like electricity. They sense electricity in the water, like the whales and the dolphins. We can't sense that. If we sense electricity in the water, we get shot. And then the other substance that they have is chemoreception and echolocation. Now these two things are very unique. They're unique. What that has to do with sweet and sour and tangy and juicy? Let me tell you about it. Our life sometimes is sweet and sour. Our life sometimes is tangy and juicy. But how does that happen? Because sometimes we don't tap into our senses. And just like when you walk in, like, okay, look, check this out. You go into a haunted house. And some tell you, don't go through that door, but go through another door. That's because of your senses. It wasn't by sight. It wasn't by hearing. It's just something within you. And all human beings have something within us that's greater than what is in the animals. And then that is our spirit. We have to tap into our spirit. How often do we feed our spirit? Just like we feed our body. Sometimes we feed our body with sweet and sour and tangy things, right? Right? We eat sweet and sour things. Like for example, what I'm drinking this morning. I like my coffee sweet. Some people like it with some other stuff. It might taste sour to me, but it's sweet to them. And then you got tangy. Have you ever had anything tangy? They say vinegar is a tangy taste. And if you ever taste vinegar, some people do that to get for their body, clean their body out. I never knew that, but I ain't trying that way. But vinegar is tangy. Have you ever found yourself in a tangy situation? Have you ever found yourself in a juicy situation? Juicy means it's good, it's refreshing. But Ecclesiastes give us another rapport about what it is to be in tune with God. No matter what we have the sweet, we have the sour, we got the tangy, and we got the juicy situation. But guess what? The Holy Spirit and God is still right there with us. Some people go through some sweet and sour situations and they think it's over. I just recently had a cousin who just committed suicide. He was done and out of the situation. He couldn't take life no more. He was done with it. You're going to go through some rough roads. I keep saying, you got to take the good, the bad, and the ugly. But how often do you take it? It's entirely up to you. What you do with it is entirely up to you, but understand there's repercussions behind it. Because remember, blessings doesn't come with repercussions. Blessings do not come with repercussions. Blessing comes with rejoicing. Blessing comes with juiciness. Juiciness. That sweet and sour you can keep. That tangy you keep, but give me the juicy. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 12 to 17, it says, I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in what? In his life. Oh, it's hell out there, people. It ain't easy. It ain't easy. Because you got to deal with things which are within yourself, the hurt that was within yourself, and those hurt that come from other people. It ain't easy. And 9 times out of 10, the ones that hurt you is the people that are close to you. And sometimes I gotta say, oh hell no. Sometimes we react out of our emotions and out of our flesh, and we should react out of our spirit. That's the uh-oh button right there. That's the uh-oh button. So too many of us react out of our flesh, out of our emotion, and not react out of our spirit. Excuse me. Verse 4, it says, I'm going to read it again. It says, I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his what? In his life. 13, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his what? His labor. It is the gift of God. Now, if you don't put, how they say, what they were saying back in the day, if you don't put any of this, you can't get nothing from it. But the Holy Spirit doesn't work that way. When you're in a sweet and sour situation and you want to get out, who wants to stay in the sour situation? You might like the taste, but how do you like the taste of life about that? I don't. I think the sweet, but you can't have the sweet and juicy. That's too much. I want it just right. I want a balance. Come on, somebody. I want a balance. So what do? We act out of our emotions. We cause some hurt to ourselves. We God has given animals and these so-called things senses, but man doesn't teach man about the sense of his what? Of his beginning of life. Some of our spirit and senses is like that taste of your tongue. Be sweet, sour, salty, tangy, and at times juicy. We want the juicy. We want the juicy. The juicy, once again, is the refreshing, is the rejoicing of your life. I don't want no tart situation. I don't want no tangy situation. But yet, times we are put in a situation that is tangy. Check it. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever, right? Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth that man should what? Fear before him. That which have been is now, and that which is to be have already been. And God requires that it what? That which is past. Now what he's saying? What's going on now? This ain't the first time. But the situations keep recycling. If you find yourself in a situation recycling, you got to check yourself. God is trying to tell you something. I tell you, I had a dream that I was in a situation, and then the process was for you to get a situation, you got to put everything on a boat. And then the boat will go off a cliff, and it was going through a process, and it'll come out the other end. But then you have to do something with the boat, if I can remember the dream. But one thing that stood out in this dream was that in the beginning, there was a man that I thought was my father, but the man wasn't my father. He was holding my hand like a child. I could see his face, but I could feel his presence and know he was there holding my hand. I was a kid in this part of the dream. Now, at the end of the dream, I keep seeing the same boat recycling through the system. I'm like, what the heck is going on here? What kind of dream is this? Lord, what you trying to tell me? Now, at this point, I'm a grown man. A grown man. Having the same feeling like when I was in a dream as a kid holding my hand. Same person holding my hand. I can't see his face, but I can feel his presence. But that's telling me, ladies and gentlemen, that God got me. God got me. And he got you too. But you got to put in on it. Whether it's sweet, sour, tangy, or juicy. You got to put in on it. You got to put something towards God. You can't do your way, but you got to do it his way. Anything and everything you do in life, it has a process. It has a process. And what is the process is that you have to put in on it. And how you put in on it, you got to read. You got to study. You got to fast. You got to pray. You got to do certain things. And then you got to, whatever you read and you study, you can't just read and study it. You also got to apply it. You got to apply it to your life. You don't read it just to read it and just to get to know it and memorize it. So then when somebody talks to you, oh, I know some scriptures, what good is it that? My favorite scripture is Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, what's all of these things? All the things that I want, all the things that I need, woo, I take it. And he already supplied my supplication. My supplication. And what is my supplication? He gave me life. He gave me my needs of the day. Sometimes you don't have to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You might need to get up and pray and study. That'd be a fasting period for the day, 24 hours. Can it be done? Oh, yeah, it can be done. Yeah, it can be done. Do you have to do it? That's entirely up to you. That's entirely your relationship between you and God. Right? Verse 16, it says, and moreover, I saw under the sun, right, the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. You can't have righteousness without wickedness, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-mm. You cannot have righteousness without wickedness. So what side of the fence are you going to be? You gonna be humpy dumpy sat on the wall and have a great fall? No. Don't be that. You gotta be on which side are you gonna be on? What side are you gonna be on? There's some of us that in a spiritual sense, forget the taste and your sight and your vision. When you're spiritualist, there's a battle going on in your spirit and you don't even know it. There's a battle. And how do you fight in a battle? You go to train through the trenches, right? You go to train how to shoot and everything. That's man's way. But how do you train in the spirit aspect? How do you train in the spiritual aspect? You got to read. You got to pray. And you got to fast. And when I say fast, cell phone is off, whatever, for about an hour or two. Cell phone is off. Put it in another room. If you got one of them cheap ones that are on the court when you, whatever. Put it away. No TV, no radio. Right? And those who got kids and babies, this is the way when our babies sleep. Hey, you do fasting once a week, that's fine. Once a day, once a week, or every day, that's entirely up to you. You got to make time for God. Like I said, you got to put in on this. Because, I don't know about you. I done had some sweet and sour situations. Darn it, I had some tangy situations. And man, my reaction to it was out of my flesh. At that time, I wasn't in my spiritual action, but the Holy Spirit was telling me to do some things. But because I was in my flesh and in my feelings, I ignored the Holy Spirit. But thank God, he still covered me. If I can tell you some stories, I'll be here all day, but I don't want to be here all day. But I say one thing. You have to feed your spirit. Just like you feed your body, whatever flavor you like, maybe some people like sweet and sour, some people actually like tangy, they enjoy it. Just like how you feed that good taste of these flavors on your tongue, you have to feed your spirit the same way. You have to ignite those senses in your spirit the same way. Just eating regular food, especially like a juicy steak. Whoever had a juicy steak? Some people like it rare. Some people like it medium rare. Some people like it well done. But if they cook it right and it's juicy, just like when you put that steak that in your mouth and you taste the juices and you, ooh, all those flavors and stuff goes in your mind and your tongue. You got to feed your spirit the same way. Can't just play with it. Just told you. In righteousness, and there's also wickedness. So if you ain't feeding the righteousness Where are you dwelling at? You're dwelling in the wickedness, and you don't even know it. So when you in it, I want to say something else, but when you're in a foxhole with all these troubles, don't know what the hell going on. You want to know, Lord, when, Lord can't get you out through the mess because he can't see you. Can't see you. The Lord said, when there's two or three that gather in my name, there I am in the midst. He's going to supply even the good, the bad, and the ugly, the supplication. But what about the blessing? What about the abundance that he said he came for us? Only so many of us is going to get the abundance. But you got to go after it. You got to go get it. You got to chase after it. It said in the book of Hebrews that this is a race. But we got to race with patience. This is not a man's race. This is a spiritual race. And how you prepare for a race, like in or anything that you do, you got to know the requirements to participate in that race. You got to know what it takes to finish the race. You got to know what it is just to even get to the finish line. But in the meantime, while you're prepping, it's been said time and time again, the preparation of anything dealing with your spirit, you got to feed it. Just like you feed your belly and your tongue. You got to feed it. My son, he came in with some shrimps from Krusty Krab? That's SpongeBob. Juicy Krab, whatever that is. Man, the potatoes and the eggs and that shrimp. Good God Almighty. Woo! Hey, my tongue is, yeah, man. And I said, yo, okay, that we have to ignite our spirit the way we ignite our tongues and the flavors in our mouth, in our body. Just like you ignite the stuff in your flesh, you got to do the same way in your spirit. Let me read verse 17. It said, in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked. For there is time there for every purpose and for every work. So that's what I told you about the drink. That the man was walking with me, I didn't see his face, but I felt his presence. And it's this scripture that pretty much every Christian knows. If they've been in church for over a year, they definitely know this scripture. And if they was raised in the church, they know the scripture too. Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He walketh with me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me, what? Beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake. I'm going to pause right there. Because a lot of people talk about the rod and the staff that comfort me and everything. And those that walk through the valley, that's what you're feeling on you. Yeah, that's good. But this part, the verse number 3, is the one that's most misunderstood. He restores my soul and he leads me in what? In the path of righteousness. For his name's sake. We just read that in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 17. He said, in my heart, God shall judge the what? The righteous and the wicked. For there is time, there is for every purpose and for every work. Now, I don't know what your purpose is. You might have a Judas spirit. You might have a Judas spirit. And if you have a Judas spirit, there's a time of reconciliation. This is time for restoration. I don't know what kind of spirit you had. And whatever spirit that you do have, I pray that the Lord will restore you to path of righteousness. Because when it's time for judgment, no matter what I and how many times I say it to you, how many times I preach to you, how many times I try to come to you or pray for you, it's your job to feed your spirit. It's your job to put the minerals and the elements of spirituality into your spirit. My job is to give you the equipment and the know-how to do so. Amen? And let's go on to Psalm 23. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all my days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's if you put in on this. People can only accept whatever God sends them, right? And find pleasure in it. They can change nothing. Events will go on repeating themselves according to God's what? Fixed purposes. Their realization of this keeps in a state before God. Knowing what? That God is always there for you. But you got to be in the presence of God. Right? Even when the injustices and uncertainty threatens to overwhelm us, we can trust him and follow after him. We got to trust him and follow after him. Now him, I'm talking about God. We got to trust him and follow after him. And how we follow him, we got to be in his presence. We got to be in his presence. Just showing up to church and sitting in the pews is not being in his presence. It's trying to get in his presence. Come on, somebody. Like I said, I've been in so many sweet and sour and tangy situations. I have just a little few juicy situations, but I want more juicy than anything else. I want more great pleasures than anything else. And how I'm going to get it, I got to wait on him. I got to trust in him. I got to believe in him. He's done it before. I came through the trenches, bobbing and weaving like Mike Tyson. Throwing punches like Mike Tyson. I'm not the same power. It's not the same power. I won't be here. I'll be in the boxing ring collecting that money. But I want to be that way in the pulpit. I got to take that same energy with that same power and present it before you. Amen? We can't just be silent. We just can't be still and do nothing. We just said about the certainty and the injustices. We all go through that. But the things that we do that just keep repeating itself. Why is it repeating itself? God trying to tell you something. Is it that your life? Is that what you like? Okay. But where God at? Where you at in God? I know some people have been attending to the same church for 27 years. That's not your purpose, just to keep that same seat for 27 years. You got a purpose. You got to do something. Now, here's the part of the wickedness. Even when you try to get right before God, the wickedness is going to try to pull you down. It's going to try to deter you. It's going to try to blind your sight. You see where you need to go, but wickedness is going to cover your eyes. And you're going to still try to keep going that way, but you know what? You're going to wind up someplace else. And you're going to ask, Lord, how the heck did I get here? Why am I here? Because you allow the brick wall. You allow the wall to come up. You allow the lies, the deceptions, and the manipulations to manipulate you to do something, do things that you should not be doing. Coming out of your character. I know so many men and women of God have done certain things out of their flesh that caused them to be out of their character. I tell you before, when I started ministry, I've done that plenty of times. Just recently being, when I'm consecrated as a bishop, not even within a year, I had to sit myself down It's not that I did anything. It's that I thought and said something. I'll be transparent and I'm not going to tell you what I said. But I have to sit myself down. And that's because the Lord told me to sit your butt down. Get yourself together. Do not damage the righteousness that is here in the pulpit. And have the energy and electricity. Come on. Have the senses of it being connected to your congregation. And to all those connected to you. And because of that, not even months later, here we are. We broadcast live. We have our app. What is that, Lord? Come on, China. See, that's juicy. Anyway, and we got the podcast. We're across the world. We are in 126 countries. I have never thought that I'd be broadcasting in 126 countries. Have members in 126 countries and out of the countries. We got ministries in other countries, in three different continents. Come on, somebody. We ain't big time, but we out there. And I thank God for that. Is it going to be bigger? Oh, yes. Wait for that promise. Well, I can get on my own private jet. I don't even have to ask the congregation to be like Clifford Dollar, ask the congregation to give me money for a private jet. It's already given unto me. Come on, somebody. So I get on my own plane and fly out and go where I need to go to the other churches and preach to them. That is my job. That is my duty. That is my duty. And the woman got her own duties. But here's the thing. Neither one of us, we're still human. Please understand, we're still human. We're not perfect. So the wickedness that's in the world is right next to our righteousness is there. And if you stumble or crumble, one of us can fall upon it. But how we stay free of it and stay not so subjected to it is we read our word, we study, we fast. We try to walk in righteousness. Sometimes it's sweet, sometimes it's sour, sometimes it's tangy, and every little bit of it has been juicy. But Lord, I'm telling you, I need the juicy. I'm saying before you, I want the juicy. Give me the sweet and juicy. How about that? You keep the tangy and sour. I don't like that. But we have to know, at the end of the day, the Lord is with us, and He's never depart from us, no matter how we are, good, the bad, and the ugly. The Lord is here for you. But you heard that he's only accounting for the righteousness. We read it in verse 6 in Psalms 23. Surely goodness and mercy and following through all these days that my life is. Oh, I'm sorry, not 6. I'm sorry. Verse 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in what? In the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He ain't going to put his name on it. There's something tainted. He ain't going to put his name on it if it's sour. He ain't gonna put his name on his sweet. He ain't gonna put his name on his tangy. He is not gonna put his name on something juicy. He gonna put his name on something holy. Come on, somebody. That's the taste that we have. Woo! That's the Holy Spirit. Give me that. Don't give me this man. Give me what you got. Give me the holiness. Can't hear nobody. It's quiet up in here today, boy. Give me the holiness. Give me that. That's what I want. So if you want him to restore your soul and put you in the path of righteousness, attain to this prayer as I close. Father God, thank you, Lord, for the word that you gave me on today. Father God, I thank you for the strength that you gave me on today to deliver this word. Lord, I pray that it touch each and every individual and convict his or her spirit. And a soul that they too want to be restored. I ask you right now, Father God, as they raise their hand, raise your hand if you want to be restored. Man, to all those that's listening to the sound of my voice right now, Father God, if they are raising their hand, Lord, I ask you to touch them right now
where they stand, where they sit, where they may be, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to restore their soul so that he or she will also be on a path of righteousness. As they follow me, let them follow after you as well. For you said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Lord, we ask you to feed them, guide them, encourage them, keep them more so. And Lord, we ask you right now, Father God, to all those that's in this congregation and all those that surround us and throughout the world that have their hands up right now, whether it's right now or later on in this podcast or this video, we ask you, Father God, to touch them, keep them, guide them, and empower them with the Holy Spirit so that he or she may overcome the wickedness that's in their life, that they may overcome the wickedness that's around their life, so that the way their situation won't be no longer be sweet and sour, so no longer won't be tangy and juicy, but their situation will be righteous, it'll be holy, and it'll be in your name's sake, so that he or she and us may receive our abundance. And Father God, we ask this prayer and we seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus and the one that redeemed us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To God be all the glory. Thank you for joining us on today. We will see you on Thursday at 12 o'clock where we have Kay Miller delivering a speech for us. Amen. To God be the glory. Be blessed and be safe. Woo. Wait. Hold on. What? This is Apostle Benoit Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church. On behalf of myself, First Lady, and disciples across the world, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight, and but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you, and know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. For thy word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And know that thy word, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be blessed and be saved. God bless. Love y'all.